So good afternoon, everyone. I'm Yanchen. I'm from Electrical and Chemical Engineering Department at University of Maryland, College Park. And the title of my presentation is Evolutionary Games for Image Interpolation. And this was collaborated with Yang Gao and Dr. Radio. So here's the outline of this presentation. First, I will introduce a brief concept of the evolutionary game, and then I will discuss how to formulate the image interpolation as an evolutionary game. And finally, I will show some experimental results and followed by some conclusion. So generally, a game mainly includes three components. And the first component is player who play the game. And here is denoted by U1 up to UN. We assume there are N players. And the second component is the pure strategy set. And here, AI stands for the pure strategy set for user UI. And I discussed pure strategy AI actually is the all the possible pure strategy that the user UI can take. And the third component is the payoff function, which determines the payoff that the user can obtain by taking a certain action. So for the FI, stand for the payoff function of UI. And we should notice that for the FI, usually it's not only determined by the user UI's action, but also all other users' action. And here are some other notations that we use in this presentation. First is the strategy profile. A is a collection of all the players' action, A1 to AN. And the strategy profile except player UI is a negative I. So it's again the collection of the all players' action except player UI's action. And the pure strategy set, as I say, is contain all the possible pure strategy that the user UI can take. And the mid strategy is a randomized strategy what can be represented as PI, which is a probability distribution of this pure strategy set. So to maximize their own payoff, player need to know all information of other players. And generally, it's very difficult or even impossible for player to know other players' strategy and payoff. So in such case, to improve the payoff, player will learn how to play the game using the methodology of understanding by building. And this leads to the concept of evolutionary game. So an evolutionary game is a game that studies the interaction-dependent strategy in population. And a key concept in the evolutionary game is the evolutionary stable strategy, which is a strategy such that if all members of the population adopt it, then no mutant strategy can invade the populations under the influence of nature's lesson. And such an evolutionary stable strategy can be simply learned using the updating function here. And the idea behind this updating function is that the probability of using a certain strategy at time t plus 1 is determined, is proportional to the payoff of using that strategy at previous time t. So now with the background of the evolutionary game, now we would like to discuss how to formulate image interpolation as evolutionary game. So in image interpolation problem, we have the low-resolution image. Here, the black circle denotes the low-resolution pixels, and the objective is to reconstruct the high-resolution image. And in the literature, there are many methods have been proposed for this problem. And here, we only consider the special varying linear filtering. Well, for each pixel I hat h, for each pixel I h I j, we use a linear combination of a set of low-resolution pixels I l k l. And usually we assume that the weight is non-negative and they sum up to 1. And if we know the set of the low-resolution pixel here, the problem now becomes how to find the weights. So obviously, we know that the optimal weight cannot be obtained because we do not have the original high resolution image. Most of the previous approach estimate the weights based on the assumption that the covariance matrix of the high resolution image can be well estimated from the covariance matrix of the low resolution image. And when this assumption is not true, then the interpretation performance will be greatly degraded. So here, instead of estimating the weight in one step, we propose to progressively refine the weight by alternatively estimating the weight based on the reconstruction and then finding the reconstruction using the weight. And such a refinement process is actually an evolutionary process, so which can be naturally formulated as an evolutionary game. So here is the game theory formulation. It's very simple. You can see that in this formulation, the player are the unknown high-resolution pixels, IH, IJ, and the pixel strategy are the corresponding low-resolution pixel, IL, KL, and the pixel set is the candidate set. And the outcome of the mean strategy is the estimate of the high-resolution pixels, I hat H. And the probability in the mean strategy can be regarded as the non-negative normalized weight WKL. So with such kinds of formulation, the problem of finding the estimate of the high-resolution pixel became the problem of finding the evolutionary stable strategy of this game. So how to select a pixel strategy? Here we use a very simple pixel strategy set where for each high-resolution pixel, we just use the near a square window centered by the nearest low-resolution pixels. For example, here we have the IH, these three high-resolution pixels, IH2n minus 1, 2n, and IH2m, 2n minus 1, and IH2m, 2n. And we just use the square window centered by the low-resolution pixel located at 2n minus 1 and 2n minus 1. And for the pair function, we first define the similarity measure between a candidate pixel AIJ and the target pixel IHIJ. And this similarity is measured by the Euclidean distance of the local patch centered by AIJ, which is BAIJ, and that of the local patch centered by IHIJ, which is BIHIJ. And from this distortion measure, we can see that if AIJ is close to the IHIJ, then the distortion will be small. In such case, we should give a higher high payoff to let candidate pixels. And on the other hand, if AIJ is far away from IHIJ, then this distortion should be large. And in such case, we'll give a low payoff to the candidate pixels. So based on such an intuition, the payoff function should be a decreasing function of this DAIJ. And here we use an exponential function. And we should notice that for the candidate pixel located at the target position, which actually is the reconstruction at the previous time slot, pre-time index, I had HTIJ. And if we compute the Euclidean distance, it will be zero. But actually, the reconstruction may have some errors, so we cannot use that as a measure. So here, we use a very simple measure. Is that just replace the distortion using the minimal distortion of all other candidate pixels. And again, the pair function of that is used, it computed by an exponential function. So so let's look at some experimental results. So we test our method on two images, Lina and Bolt. And we assume that the low-resolution image is directly downsampled from the high-resolution image. And we assume the original high-resolution image is available for as a benchmark. And we compare with the bi-qubit and SAI methods. So here is the result for the Lina image. The A is the low-resolution image, and B is the result obtained by bi-qubit, and C is the result generated by SAI, and D is the result of our methods. We can see that B and C, there are some fake artifacts here. And with our method, we can avoid such kinds of artifacts. Maybe you can look at this more clear. For the both image, we can see that there are some fake artifacts. Mm-hmm. And with our method, we can greatly reduce these kinds of artifacts and achieve better result. And one thing we noticed that is in the original both image, there are some sensor noise. And in such case, if you use Bikubian or SAI to interpret such kinds of image, the noise will be boosted up. And this actually is the reason causing the fake edge artifact. And with our method, we can suppress such kinds of sensor noise, which means that actually our method have the potential to perform joint denoising interpretation. And this is verified actually using this experimental here. We assume that the low-resolution image is noisy. It's corrupted by some Gaussian noise. And we compare our method with the method that first performed denoising using the non-local and then performed the interpretation using Bikubian or the SAI. We can see that there are some artifacts here on the face and the around edge region. And these kinds of artifacts mainly from the separation of the denoising and interpretation, which means that if your denoising algorithm cannot effectively remove noise, then the noise will be boosted up during the interpretation process. However, with our method, we can perform simultaneous denoising interpretation, and with such kinds of joint process, we can suppress such kinds of artifacts. So now come to conclusion. So we propose a general framework, actually a general framework for image interpretation using the evolutionary game. And this kind of framework is very simple. And in the future, we would like to investigate how whether we can obtain a good payoff function to improve the result, because now the payoff function actually is very straightforward, just using the equality distance between the local patch. And we also we are also interested in to investigate the possibility of generalizing the traditional approach under our framework. And this concludes my talk. Thank you.
Great. So we catch up. Thanks. we can afford quite a few number of questions. So can you go back to the Lena image? Maybe a couple more. So what's the PSNR?
Okay, I should mention that this PSNR is only for this region.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I have never seen 38 before. So typically for the entire image, it's about 35, 36.
Right.
The total record, right?
Yeah, even for the Bikubian SAI, for the whole image, is now 34, something like that.
Okay. Here's a very naive question. Mm-hmm. Typically, when we play games, we compete, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the player is trying to compete.
Right.
But here, you are posing the interpolated pixels as players, and I don't see why.
Okay,
where's the competition? So why do I need it?
So for the game theory, there are two kinds of game. Many one is non-cooperative, which you player compete with each other, and another type is the cooperative game, mm-hmm. where player cooperate with each other. Mm-hmm. So for this evolutionary game, it's the cooperative game. Mm. So they cooperate instead of competing with each other. So So basically, how they cooperate with each other is that, for example, we use this when we compute the payoff function, we will use the reconstruction of this pixel for this pixel. So in such case, if they have very high similarity, then it will help each other to achieve better result. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
I see. And obviously, it changes from one pixel to the other. The weighting, the resulting optimal weights that you get out at the end is a function of each pixel, correct? Not by patch, but by...
Yeah, it's for each pixel. The weight is for each pixel.
Right,
yeah.
The weight is for each pixel.
So. Right.
Do they have to still have to follow exactly the sum up to one?
Right. Material? You need to have sum up to one. Otherwise, you have different beam. The intensity will be different.
Robustness issue. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other question? Okay. If not, hopefully Ali is ready. Okay. Thanks.